Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. My guest today is John O'Donnell, founder and CEO of YieldHub, a pioneering leader in advanced data analytics for the semiconductor industry. Since establishing the company in 2005, he has transformed it from a two-person startup into a trusted multinational partner that empowers some of the world's leading semiconductor companies to improve yield, reduce test costs, boost engineering efficiency, and enhance quality. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Thank you, Dan. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's nice talking to you again. We've been working with YieldHub for the last 5 years, and it's been a pleasure. So, and glad to have you on. First off, congratulations on YieldHub's 20th anniversary. That's a big one. How do you feel about reaching such a significant milestone?
Yeah, thank you, Dan. You know, we're delighted to have made it to 20 years, and hopefully we can continue to celebrate many more milestones into the future. This year has been a game changer for YieldHub in terms of R&D and global expansion. In fact, we're planning to open an office in Germany very soon due to demand. We're also currently implementing a new groundbreaking product called YieldHub Live. This is a tester agnostic system for real time with an AI recommendation system and digital twin model. So AI has been a focus of late with YieldHub, and we're growing a team of data scientists in Ireland who have been actually key to progress that within the company.
Yeah, it seems like this has been a big year for YieldHub. Can you tell us about what has led to this big growth period?
I guess it's been many years in the making. We've been developing concepts behind two major drives this year. One is the YieldHub Live I just mentioned, and the other one is a brand new platform. And both of these developments have required recruiting data scientists, developers, and IT experts over the last 3 years in particular. And it's coming together this year and next year, first with our exciting real-time product, as I said, which reduces test costs and increases yields much faster than before, and our brand new API native platform, which we're planning to release next year. So we're well up in revenue this year, and you know, effectively we're in the business of saving our customers millions of dollars, and as things get tougher in the world, companies are delighted that we can help them in saving money. We're very excited about this current growth period.
Yeah, it really is an exciting time to be in the semiconductor industry. Before we dive a little bit deeper into the good stuff, for listeners who may not know you, can you fill them in? Can you do the, you know, the elevator pitch for YieldHub?
Yeah, sure, Dan. Yeah, so we are primarily a test-focused data and analytics solution provider for semiconductor companies. That's where I started as a test development engineer and product engineer, and this is the focus of the company. Over the last 20 years, we've become a trusted partner to some of the industry's top names across the world. And in particular, we've grown in the last 5 years. We have a big focus on customer success, and we provide a really great experience for new customers and our older customers in how we respond and help them solve the real problems. It's all about increasing yield and reducing test costs. So we're very close to customers, and we have some great technology and great people.
Yeah, you know, I read recently that YieldHub was featured in Ireland's National Semiconductor Strategy as a success story. Very impressive. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, to be honest, it was a real surprise. Nobody had spoken to us about it, that we would feature in this strategy document. And we're delighted that we've been recognized here in Ireland. It's meant a lot to everybody here. You know, I think it reflects how advanced the Irish tech ecosystem is, and how our companies like ourselves can play a meaningful role and be recognized, not just in Ireland, but recognized for how we're on the world stage at this stage.
So, John, you started your career as a test engineer and went on to build a successful company solving challenges in that very field. What would you say has been the key to your success, both personally and with YieldHub?
Well, Personally, I have a very, very supportive family and wife. My wife Mela, she's a director of the company as well. She's been rearing our children over the last 20 years, and I've done a lot of travel and all that. But so very, very supportive family. And I guess when I started Yield Hub, I had a very clear vision of what I wanted to do and what I believed could be done and that wasn't being done at the time for yield and test yield improvement, test cost reduction. Obviously, for success, you have to listen to customers and you have to visit customers and you have to not just offer them what you have, but listen to them for what the real problems are. I had a lot of experience before I set up the company in test engineering, yield improvement, and defect reduction. And so I had a clear vision of where I wanted to go, but also it was obvious to me I didn't know everything. So we recruited people over the years from different who had worked in different companies in the industry. And I knew also that it wasn't just about building fancy dashboards and fancy charts. It was about understanding the real pain points in testing and chips and improving yield. So it's really about listening to the customer and also going out and visiting them and providing cost-effective solutions to them, right? And to show them a real return in investment. That was very, very important. What we found when we went out in the, when you visit customers and prospects is that a lot of engineers are spending many, many hours digging through data to find why yields dropped or why outliers, where there were outliers, et cetera. A lot of what they were doing was cleaning the data and before they could ever actually make really good decisions. So we emphasized over, we concentrated a lot of our efforts in providing automated cleaning of data, right? And then that allowed engineers to work with clean data and use additional tools we provided to really come to really good decisions very quickly. And so the engineers who in the past might have spent hours and hours and hours analyzing and generating reports now can do the same in minutes and can spend their time on higher value activities. So this is a constant thing. I mean, there's with the evolution of semiconductors, there's always new problems and new challenges. And with the number of customers we have, we keep up with them and keep seeing where we can help. So yeah, it's been quite a journey. When I started my career in semiconductors, the actual MD of the factory or the plant that I was recruited to told me or told us as a group, all the graduates at the time, that it's a roller coaster of an industry, and it's absolutely that. I mean, every year isn't rosy. Every year of the last 20 years hasn't been rosy. It's been some have been difficult, but it's the real. I guess the thread has been upwards on average and significantly in the last few years. But it's been quite a ride, and looking forward to the next few years too, obviously.
Yeah, I tell my wife the same thing. My career has been a roller coaster. I said it's better than a carousel, right? So,
Yeah,
so
true.
at Yield Hub, you talk about four core pillars. So we've talked about this before. Improving yield, reducing test costs, boosting engineering efficiency, and enhancing quality. Can you walk us through what those mean in practice and how your platform helps deliver on that?
Yeah, sure. The four pillars, as I said, the first one, yield, is so, so important. It's at the heart of semiconductor success. You can have the most amazing design of a chip, but if you're not able to produce enough of them profitably, you're going to fail. So yield is at the heart of what we do. In order for yield improvement to succeed, we help engineers quickly identify trends, root causes of yield loss, and as I said earlier, let them use clean data for that so that they can make really good decisions on how to improve yield very quickly. And the second pillar being test cost. This goes back to my career in the multinational before I started this company. Test cost was what I was really, really concentrating on. And so it's a key pillar as well of Yield Hub, in that there is a lot of low-hanging fruit in the whole area of test cost reduction. And we really believe that we can help companies save costs. And again, in this very competitive environment, to be able to reduce test time, to be able to identify where the losses are in time when you're testing chips, is something that, you know, we thrive on on solving those problems. The third pillar would be engineering efficiency, how efficient engineers are for discovering problems. And so we have in our platform, a key part of it is to help extremely fast and scalable analysis. We don't want engineers to be spending hours using a system like Yield Hub to discover something. So we have as much automation as possible in generating reports. We have obviously the cleaning of data at scale. We have making data easily accessible, obviously, in the web, secure platform, obviously. And another key thing actually is when engineers work together, things become more efficient. So we have within our platform, we have a very important part is how people can collaborate and comment on each other's work. So it's not just an analysis platform, it's actually a collaborative platform. So it's somebody once called it like, it's like Facebook for Yield. So, you know, so engineering efficiency is not just what you can do quickly, it's what, how you can learn from other people in collaboration. Okay, so the fourth item obviously is improving quality. And this is so important as well in testing semiconductors and in producing semiconductors and finished goods. You know, we have tools that are all about ensuring quality for chips. For example, the outlier detection, there are other tools such as lot norm, which basically identifies lots and wafers that are unusual and hence probably need further investigation. So, and also how to mitigate or eliminate, for example, the scenario of stuck parts in testing chips. So all of these are really important value to reduce the RMAs or the returns that companies get from the field. So yes, we see it as really, really important, and we're always working in that area to help our customers produce higher quality chips and more reliable chips.
So John, let's back up a bit. You mentioned a new product, Yield Hub Live. Can you talk more about that?
Sure, Dan. Yes, we're very excited about this product. Briefly, what it covers is a scalable, real-time, multi-dimensional dashboard of the test and probe operations for company. So we can, in real time, detect and alert on parametric deviations, for example, site to site, okay, which is very, very unusual. So we can do this without updating test programs, without adding hardware. Okay, so there's an AI recommendation system built in, which uses and can use for financial information to make judgments on the most profitable next step in the test flow. It includes a self-adapting system for outlier detection. And it's all built on our secure and collaborative online analysis system. So this is a pure software solution on scalable servers for large data, large scale processing. So, and it can be applied to hundreds of test cells, all right? So basically for anybody running a factory that's probing or testing chips in high volume, this I believe is a dream system because it's fast, scalable, reasonably priced, and has huge return on investment. We have a list of companies who are going to be trialing this, but it's already in production in one facility and successfully as well.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. Last question, John. How do customers normally engage with Yield Hub?
Dan, the easiest way to engage with us would be via our website, which is www.yieldhub.com. And there's a contact form you can fill out there, and one of our team will be able to get back to you very soon after filling out that form. That's the easiest way.
Right. And you're very active in the ecosystem. I see you at conferences all the time. What conferences do you have coming up?
Yeah, sure, Dan. Yeah, we're going to a lot of conferences this year and next year. Coming up, we have TSEC in the Philippines. We have the ITC. We have Semicon West, Semicon Europa. We're not necessarily having booths at all these conferences, but we will be there. And Semicon Japan as well.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time, John.
Thank you, Dan.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.